father of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As we mentioned, we got some calls in here. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas. First off, y'all LeBron haters, John and Lance. Y'all talking about LeBron, you know, as a GM. I didn't hear nothing on your last segment talking about the actual GM, Rob Pelinka. You know, LeBron, yeah, he can give his thoughts of, oh, well, I want this player, I want this player. But at the end of the day, it's Rob Pelinka that's the general manager. You know, and Magic Johnson doesn't like Rob Pelinka anyways. And y'all talking about, Lance said something about LeBron's dumb basketball. What, didn't he beat Toronto like every year?
No, I said so he played
DeRozan every year, right?
Lazy J, I said I don't believe that he's dumb. You'd have to, why I have a hard time believing that he thinks Russell Westbrook's better than DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, but
who would think
the
that?
Year before, Westbrook at the Wizards averaged a triple double.
See, there we go, Lazy J, with your average and triple double. Show me his wins. He's on losing teams.
Who did they have besides Bradley Beal that doesn't want to be there?
That's what I'm saying. What difference is he making? He's not. Who's he making better?
They had a bad year. I called back in February and told y'all over here talking about Westbrook needs to be traded. The actual player that really needs to be traded was Anthony Davis. Since he's been on the Lakers, he's never had a consistent season where he was healthy.
Hold up. You want to keep Russell Westbrook?
Y'all getting to LeBron all that he deserves some of it, but this morning, y'all was giving LeBron a lot of heat, man. Y'all sound like LeBron.
Wait. Don't hang up. Hold on.
What you got?
Don't hang up. Wait a minute. You don't think LeBron, everywhere he's been, has been able to get guys on the team he wanted, and he's been able to get rid of coaches he didn't want. You don't think LeBron has the power to get Russell Westbrook on the team? You think that's Rob? You say it's Rob Pelinka. You think they're going to just tell LeBron what to do? When you let a guy, James Harden is the same way. The Rockets gave James Harden so much power that was it. They had enabled him to the point where James was making decisions on the Rockets. You don't think that's the case?
Was it really Daryl Morey? So Daryl Morey didn't have none of that?
Daryl Morey has started allowing – Daryl Morey made moves, but James got to have what he wanted more times than not. You don't think the same thing is true with LeBron James? You don't think the same thing is becoming true with most of the superstar players around the league?
No, they have a lot of influence on who's on the team. Exactly. But when you come to – Rob Pelinka is a big GM. He's probably – maybe the most popular, you know, he's Kobe's right-hand man. So, I mean, you know, and Magic, he should have kept it in-house. To me, he was snitching. He should have never brought that out.
He's
trying to get some heat off of him because he's looking like a douchebag on the series they got for him.
I think Magic, I think you might be right on that. But Magic's hardly alone. Everyone snitches. Your boy LeBron is like snitching on Kevin Love back in the day on Twitter instead of going face to face and talking. Like, to me, I agree with you. I think there's way too much public discussion of stuff that needs to remain private and in-house. I would agree with you on that. I don't think Magic needed to say, like he told, but he did it on purpose. I mean, he obviously wanted people to know. And listen, I don't have to tell you, Lazy J, and you either, RJ. Y'all know there's a huge faction of Laker fans that are never going to be all in. RJ, you're one of these guys. You are a Kobe first guy. But there's a huge faction of Laker fans who are not all in with LeBron James. And I think Laker legends like Kareem, you notice that Kareem, Magic, they kind of, for whatever reason, I don't know if stuff has gone on behind the scenes. I think Kareem thinks for himself. Magic, you never know when politics has been involved that might have made Magic feel some type of way.
Yeah, I mean, listening to his call, and I mean, thanks for the call. There was a report that was out, and I don't think Magic was off about it because you heard the report before, that on the phone was Rob Pelinka. He's on the phone with LeBron, and he's saying, hey, I have a deal done with Sacramento to get Buddy Hield. We don't have to give up KCP. We'll give up Kuzma. We'll give up Harrell. We'll give a second round pick, and Buddy Hield will come here. All of a sudden, LeBron's like, no, scrap that deal. I want Westbrook. So it's not like LeBron James is a guy that's sitting back and saying, you guys make the call. You guys make the deal.
That's an opt-out for people to say, well, this is Rob Pelinka. Like, that's like Lazy J and other Laker fans just saying, it's not that easy. In real life, you can say that if you want to just use that as a default. But in real life, where real people are involved and you have a hierarchy on a – like in real life stuff, that's it's not the way it works. LeBron has way more juice than Rob Pelinka. And we'll have, I don't care if he's Kobe's right-hand man. Rob Pelinka may be the GM. There's going to be a lot of Laker GMs. There's only going to be one LeBron James. That's just the truth. And it was a different time in basketball where Michael Jordan could not overrule Jerry Krause. And thankfully for the Bulls, he didn't. But if Jordan were alive, if Jordan were in his prime right now and playing, Jordan would be the boss of everybody. It would be the same thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan would demand he gets his way. So it wouldn't have been any different.
Now, what do you make of that report? Because there was a report on Jordan, and Tracy McGrady just talked about it a couple weeks ago, that there was a report that Scottie Pippen was going to get traded to Toronto for Tracy McGrady back in 98, but Jordan told the Bulls, if you trade for Tracy McGrady, I'm just retiring. And so they scrapped
it. Yeah, I think there's a
well, that great, was a good thing.
I think that's a great chance.
That was a good thing.
Traded immediately to the Rockets shortly thereafter. Remember, Pippen was a Rocket.
Well, and Jordan did retire.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is Jordan was using his last, and that was one of the only times he was able to truly leverage something he wanted. But yeah. But you know what? I think it actually did the Bulls a disservice because Tracy McGrady was a very good player back then. And Tracy was a much better player than Scotty was over the next 10 years. Scotty wasn't playing basketball for the next 10 years.
But he did something. At least he did something solid for Scotty. I mean, not like he didn't.
Well, Scotty had gotten screwed. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
Scotty has gotten screwed. Scotty wanted to go, though. Scotty screwed himself on his contract.
No, but Scotty wanted to go. Saying, I don't want it. Basically, it may be more about not wanting to play with Tracy McGrady. Because remember, Tracy was a young buck then. Jordan might not have wanted to play with a young buck.
That's true.
I think Jordan's the greatest of all time, and I don't think it's even, for me, it's not an argument. However, Jordan would have been no different than LeBron in this sense. LeBron is doing what he does because he has all the power. If Jordan played today, he would be doing the same thing. I have no doubt.
He tried to do it then.
This coach is out.
Why would he do it now?
This coach is out. Yeah.
He tried to do it then.
I mean, but he has the juice to do it now. Now that there's been a paradigm shift.
He had the juice to do it then, too. Only Krause told him no.
He probably did, and Jordan went along with it.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I'm going to sit out and not play basketball.
No, really.
Or he wouldn't. He couldn't go to Twitter and start saying stuff and leak stuff to a show like First Take because there wasn't that. You didn't have those platforms. No. There was no 24-hour sports. There was no Ballsack Sports.
Right.
There was no Twitter. You just had beat writers who would go to, and then you'd make snarky, passive-aggressive comments like Jordan did for most of his career.
Yep.
And he'd call somebody crumbs and try to humiliate them and Hannibal Lecter.
Well, he would still do that.
He would try to Hannibal Lecter people.
No question. Let's get Jacob in here. He wants to talk about Josh McCown, I believe. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, John. Hey, Lance. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just quick question. Whatever happened to Josh McCown? I know Lovey said that he was interested in having him on staff, and I thought it'd be a good way for him to get experience since he wants to get into coaching in the NFL, but did he ever take that opportunity to like better, I guess, his coaching resume for future opportunities?
I haven't seen. Where the heck is he?
I don't think he has. I think they're waiting for Lovey to fail, and then they hire Josh McCown, give him a third
interview. I don't know where Josh McCown is.
Or fourth interview. No, I don't. I don't see Josh McCown anywhere right now. I don't see him coaching anywhere. So I don't know. I'm looking right now, and I do not see anything. What's next for now? It's February 9th. I don't know. I don't think he's coaching still. Might be coaching high school somewhere. That's something you probably wouldn't hear about.
Maybe on his
social media.
Does he have kids playing high school football?
No, I think that's why he didn't want to be the head coach and they hired David Culley is because he wanted to watch his son his senior year.
Oh, okay.
I think that was
the whole
thing. Is
his son done?
Yeah, I think he's done. That's why I think David Culley would not have been the head coach. Josh McCown, I believe, would have been the head coach. If Josh McCown would have been the head coach, I believe, if if Josh McCown's son wasn't a senior. That's some stuff that's been kind of floating around, at least.
All right. I have no idea. No idea what's going on with Josh McCown. That has not made the headlines as nearly as much as LeBron has lately. 713-780-3776. Let's get Lenny in here. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, going back to that LeBron situation, you say he has the juice. What is exactly his leverage in the situation? You don't think he would sit out. So is it just the Twitter stuff? I mean, wouldn't Pelinka just being a man about it and saying and doing what he wants? Why? I guess I don't understand what LeBron would do if he didn't get his way.
Well, that's a fair question. I think the question comes up as we assume everyone has. I think for LeBron's leverage, because what you're doing is playing it out, assuming the Lakers would tell him no to stuff, which, RJ, you already talked about the report that he nixed a separate deal because he wanted to get Russell Westbrook in. You're asking a legitimate question. What would you actually do? And I actually brought up the same kind of question with Deshaun Watson. What if you force him to play? Well, in these scenarios that we're talking about, you have to assume that the team is going to take a stand. So if the team takes a stand, then you truly test the leverage. But the leverage is that the teams won't take a stand. They may on certain things, but the Texans wouldn't even take a stand on Deshaun Watson. LeBron James, yeah, the leverage is that he can start to leak stories, leak things, leak commentaries, make it, you know, Rob Pelinka's this, Rob Pelinka's that, Frank Vogel's this. You can make it uncomfortable potentially for a team, or LeBron could talk about the fact that he doesn't think this Laker team has what it takes. You know, Rich Paul, we've already seen Rich Paul has leaked stuff for years when LeBron wanted to get certain messages out there. I think L.A. wants to avoid that, personally, is my guess, is that ownership, Rob Pelinka, they don't want LeBron to be unhappy. The same way the Rockets didn't want James Harden to be unhappy. I mean, it's really no different. The same way, now, the Packers have seemed to care less about Aaron Rodgers' happiness about certain things. So sometimes you do have organizations that will stand up and just say, we're doing something for team first. But I think the leverage, which I do think that's a fair question, because what's your actual leverage? Well, you don't find out unless you say, no, we are not going to do this, or we are going to do something and we're not going to listen to what you have to say. What the Texans found out is the leverage that Deshaun chose was, I will not play for you anymore. That was his leverage. He chose that. And they decided not to fight him on it. But he made a decision, you are going to pay me and I'm not going to play. That's a real instance where a player showed that. Now you think LeBron's not going to not play. What LeBron could do is be injured. LeBron could be, quote-unquote, injured if he wants to.
You don't want LeBron P.O.
That's my whole point.
You just don't.
That's my whole point. But I think it's fair for him to ask, well, what do you mean by
that? Look what will happen. He'll start calling Pelinka crumbs or donuts or, you know, or tall drink of water.
But what happens is Rich Paul starts to say, LeBron wouldn't mind playing here. LeBron wouldn't. We saw it at All-Star break.
Right.
When stuff started popping up. At All-Star break, LeBron right now wants John Wall, right? Am I wrong? LeBron James, from what I've understood, the rumors are around basketball.
Give him John Wall.
That he wants John Wall and then Russell Westbrook bye-bye. So if John Wall is a Laker next year, you got to ask yourself, who's really making some of the moves over there?
Next segment, we got Mattress Mac going to join us to talk about giving away. We'll see how much he's giving away. I think close to $1 million in furniture. And RJ wants in now. RJ wants in now. Did you see? He wants a couch. He wants a table.
I'm RJ, too.
Yeah, let's see if we can't get Mac to give us something now. Hey, see, RJ, you were supposed to do it before the national championship game. Okay, but okay. You can do it now, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't want to. There is a something else you have to.
We'll do that on the
it's
other
not
side.
A free raffle. You have to
with Mattress Mac. But right now, we're talking about Linville plastic surgery. You have been talking about, you know, your stuff and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
regenerative therapy. That's what Linville is.
Listen, neo-grafting is pretty much that. It's different than yours. You do PRP or whatever. Mine is you take the grafts from the side of the head and the back of the head, and you put it at the top of the head, and you have hair, and it grows on the top of your head. And it's the hair that doesn't doesn't fall out because it's a side. You ever see somebody with side hair? Yeah, because side hair doesn't fall out. Now you put it at the top of the head. Guess
side
what?
Side hair is my favorite.
Side hair.
It's a real thing. I get it.
And now
George Jefferson, did he ever lose any side hair?
No, we never did. No,
but
Bozo the Clown.
He could have done some. George Jefferson could have had some neo-grafting.
Absolutely, could have. Look, did you see Kevin Durant last night? He could use some. He could use a lot. Take that side hair, put it at the top with that bald spot, Kevin Durant. Guess what? Bing, bing, bing. Now the ladies love you again. So here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to get that hair and the ladies loving you again, okay, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. The process is simple. You'll love it. You'll love the doc. You'll love the assistants. You'll love the whole process. It's very easy, and it's wonderful. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What about, before Mac gets here, he's going to call us, so hopefully he'll be here in a couple of minutes. How about Diggs getting a $105 million deal?
Stephon Diggs. Right move. There was a question about whether he'd be the next big money receiver to hit the door, but you have such a great window of opportunity right now that I think you really had to do that if you're Buffalo. What you have to do is go cheap at running back, you know, which they've done up to this point. But go cheap at running back. You have to figure out where you go cheap. Maybe you go cheap.
Maybe draft a running back this year.
I would.
They could use some linemen.
Well, it's one of the things that people think. I mean, I think that's a team need.
I think so. Gabriel Davis coming on the way he did last year.
Huge. Just a fourth round wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's huge. You got a really cheap guy on the other side. They got rid of Cole Beasley Cole Beasley requested his release. Great. We'll draft a wide receiver and go cheaper than you. We got a cheaper wide receiver. We will probably draft an offensive lineman and go a little cheaper on the offensive line. I mean, Stephon Diggs is Josh Allen's guy. The window is wide open for Buffalo for the next 3 years. So do whatever you can to maximize it. And I think that was the right move to make. It's tough though. It's tough for these teams to swallow some of the contracts they're swallowing on wide receivers when they fundamentally believe that you can find wide receivers.
So it's so changed though. You used to pay running backs back in the day because it was a running game. Now you got to have that.
No one's touched Adrian Peterson's. I want to say it was like a 2010 deal. The 2010 deal
that a year?
No one has touched. Yeah, no one has touched that deal now. In fact, the franchise tag is even less. The franchise tag is less than that. There's been a wholesale. It's the cheapest position other than, I think, tight end. I want to say it's like tight end is the cheapest center.
Yeah, actually, running back is cheaper than safety.
Yeah, it's a very cheap position.
Well, speaking of great value, how about this? If you bought furniture from Mattress Mac over the last, say, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 weeks, whatever the case may be, you get it back. In a lot of instances, you get your money back because Kansas won the national championship. And Mattress Mac is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mac, welcome in. How you doing?
Good, John. Lance, how are you?
So, how much does it hurt today, giving away all that money now?
Doesn't hurt a bit. I bet $12 million. I got $12 million from Caesars and Barstool, and get allowed to give it back to our great customers who participated and win it all, get it all basketball promotion. And Kansas won by the skin of their teeth, but they won. And that's all that matters.
Oh man, were you sweating it at the half?
Beyond sweating it, John. Beyond.
I bet you thought. So now, usually you have the underdog, though, so that you can get good odds. How did this one work out with the odds?
Well, I bet on Kansas +190 before they played Villanova.
Oh.
So I had really good odds, and then Kansas won, and Duke lost, so it made Kansas a big favorite. So it was quite an opportunity for the customers, and I thought they blew it at halftime, but they came roaring back. So all's well that ends well. Customers got about $12 million worth of free furniture. Everybody's happy.
Is that how much? That's what you gave back, huh? $12 million.
Yeah, I'll be giving that back in the next 3 weeks. But yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of money and a lot of happy customers. A lot of free matches and free solid good furniture made in America.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people, you know, say, you know, you're giving away $12 million to the customers. But that is so great. You want to talk about a PR, Mac. This is – and you, the, what you're doing with people being able – a buddy of mine called me and said, hey, you think Kansas could win when they got in and they were going to be the team since that was the closest team to Houston. He said – and I said, absolutely. But the risk is just worth it for everybody to go there and see if they can if Kansas wins, you get it for free. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's the only way I can pick the winner is the default team. So the default team was the team closest to Houston. If the Houston Texas team didn't make it, so that was Kansas. And sure enough, they won the national championship. So good for Kansas, good for Coach Self, and great for the customers to get all this furniture free, free, free.
That is unbelievable. Now, and a lot of times, Mac, they'll go, you know what? We need something else. Let's go shop around. Or do they wait till the next one? What's the next one going to be? World Series or what?
I don't know. I did one last year that said the favorite wins the Kentucky Derby. Your purchase is free, and the favorites win about 55% of the time. So I may be doing that one. I'm checking into it now with Churchill Downs trying to get permission to do that.
So when did you first think of this, Mac? When was your first one?
The first one I did was way back when. The biggest one, first big one I did was when
Astros.
Seattle played Denver in the Super Bowl, and I booked that one myself, and the customers had Seattle, and Denver was the team.
Oh, that's right.
They didn't want to win. No, the customers had Seattle, and that cost me $9 million out of my pocket. That's when I learned I better start hedging off of these sports books.
Start figuring out that hedge angle.
So what may I mean? What did just came to you? Hey, I guess I'll do this because it's turned into one of the greatest promotions, if not the greatest promotion that you can have of any business I've ever seen.
Yeah, these furniture store in Boston. I used to say if the Red Sox win the World Series, you get your furniture free. So I kind of borrowed that idea. It's worked very well. People like that word free, free, free. And then sports are, as you know, very top of mind, especially in Houston. So it's a good combination.
I know this. How many? $12 million worth of furniture. All those people were screaming at their televisions at the end of that game, just going crazy because they're getting all that furniture for free. We're talking about $3,000, $5,000, $6,000, whatever they spent, $10,000 on the furniture that they spent. They knew they're getting it free. People love to gamble, right? And if to get free, it absolutely free is just what a great, great promotion. So Kentucky Derby will be looking. We'll be looking for that one too, and you would think, Mac. Well, you went and you hedge it, so you know it's Caesar's Sportsbook. Are they going to take your calls from now on when they got to pay you out $12 million?
Yeah, you know I've lost so much money the last year. The last one of these we won was when Brady won the Super Bowl in 2021. So I've lost so many of these last year. The guy from Caesar's said, everybody's here happy that you finally won one, you chump. Even the chairman likes the fact you finally won.
Well, the customers are happy, too. Let's do one if the Texans win the Super Bowl. Let's do that one, Mac. Let's go.
It's plus 40,000. I'm thinking about it.
And plus 40,000. Mac, don't throw your money away. Daniel, going to hear me calling you a chump again, okay? Do not throw your money away on the Texans winning the Super Bowl.
I can say you get 10 times your money back.
Oh, yeah. I still don't know if anybody do it, Mac. 10 times your money ain't worth it on the Texans. That bet ain't worth it. Hey, man, we appreciate it. Congratulations on getting that. That is awesome for the customers, and I know you love it, too. You love giving that money back to them. So that's great stuff. Great stuff, Mac. Congratulations.
All right, guys. Love the show. Keep it up. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's Mattress Mac right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a great promotion. See, RJ, what you got to do is, he says, if this team, now you could take the Kentucky Derby favorite, you go buy your furniture, and if the favorite comes in, you get your money back.
You got to put it out in advance, but if it wins. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know this. I just got here, 2 weeks
no,
ago?
No, right. This is how you can do it.
I just thought he was saying, hey, I'm gonna hook my guys up on the bench. I'm like, well.
Put me in.
Ain't God good?
No, he ain't giving away. Trust me. I've done it before. I lost.
Oh, you
did? Forget what I was in on. I forget I forget who was going to win. But
I'll be honest with you. The wording on this one that he did for Final Four, I was because I really want to take him up on one of these. But the wording was so – I didn't understand what it means. If the team closest to
if no Texas team gets in, then the team that's geographically closest, which was Kansas.
Yeah, I just didn't want to think that much. Just tell me the teams.
No. Well, after you found out what the Final Four was, and a buddy of mine, coach, called me and he said, hey, what do you think about Kansas? I said, well, Kansas got the easiest route. Villanova lost Justin Moore. You could have done it right up until game time.
Yeah.
When Justin Moore went down, Kansas had the easiest route. Duke and North Carolina had to go through Duke and Kansas, or North Carolina and Kansas. It was a much tougher route. So Kansas was actually, they weren't the favorite. Duke was the favorite before the Final Four started, which I didn't understand.
It never felt like Duke was the favorite.
No.
That's the problem, but there was no team that felt like they were the favorite. You know the favorite? Everyone thought North Carolina's the hot team right now, and they were winning by 15 at half.
Yep.
North Carolina should have won a national championship, but they got tight, and then Caleb loved it. And that's what happened. And then Baycott being out, did you see the video of the floor buckle? Like, the floor in New Orleans actually gave way, which caused the injury to Baycott. Yeah, the floor buckled.
I didn't see that.
Oh, my gosh. You got to see video of that. I'll show it to you during the break. But the floor buckled. Obviously, it's just an overlay floor that they put down. It's a temporary flooring. That is a bad, bad look for the NCAA because that ended up hurting the guy's ankle. And they went right down low to McCormick and turned a one-point game into a three-point game, which eliminated the ability to really, not eliminated, but basically to drive to the basket and go try to get a two.
And Manek was so overwhelmed in that post against him.
Oh, my gosh. He wasn't even close. He was like a little kid.
Yep. All right. It's 829 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead, the Space Cowboys roster is out. And we will talk about that team with their GM. Aaron Torres from Fox Sports College Basketball is also going to join us a little bit later
Taylor
in the show.
When is Stam coming up?
I don't have that.
Is that tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow?
9:15
today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the GM.
There's some big names on there we got to talk about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of big names. So we will do that at 9:15 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I want to talk about my people at Chastang Ford. And I keep talking about the wonderful people. You know, Ford, does it get better as a product? I mean, we're talking about the F-150. I'm getting the F-150 Lightning. I've got the Expedition right now, the Explorer. But the thing about it is, when I bought my Expedition, I had to buy a package, okay? So it had a sunroof. I didn't want a sunroof, but I wanted all the other stuff that was in there, so I had to take the sunroof along with it. Well, when I order it now, I'm going to order my F-150, I don't have to take anything that I don't want because it's going to take a month, 2 months, whatever it's going to take for the truck to get here. But you know what? I'm going to get it exactly as I want it. And when you order, you ain't paying MSRP. And when you order and select F-150s here, we're talking about nothing down, 0% financing, no payments for 90 days. I mean, we're talking about unbelievable stuff that just isn't happening in the car business right now. And we're talking about a dealership that it's never going to add on. They're never going to say, oh, you got to have this bed liner. Oh, you got to have these leather seats. Oh, you got to have this. You got to have that. They never do that. Never do that because they don't get it the way that you want it. And pay the price that you want to pay, that the payments that you have to be at, okay? And that's one of the first things they'll ask you as well. Wonderful, wonderful people. If you're looking for the best way to get that Ford car or truck or a pre-owned vehicle, they've got a bunch of them. 90% are certified. Chastang Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can shop online at ChastangFord.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Fun sports.
Kane is in the building.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 8:35 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I chickened out on my Tiger Woods thing.
What do you mean?
I was going to take him. We picked seven golfers. I can't. I got it.
You just were talking all this. 7 o'clock was the official.
I saw
John
him limping
Granato.
Around out there. I don't know.
Yeah, did you see him walking? Doesn't look great. He's not. He does not even have a regular gait, and he's got to get through 72 holes.
I'm done with him. He's
so now. What do you think? Tiger makes cut or misses?
Makes the cut. Absolutely.
Still,
he's going to be on, and I'm going to regret not having him on, on my team.
74 and a half. You still think he goes under that in the first round?
Under five
over.
And a half.
He'll hit a 78 today.
I think it's down to 4.5 bogeys.
He'll hit a 7.5. He'll hit a 78 today.
Tomorrow.
I mean, tomorrow, first round.
No.
He's going
today
to have to.
Is part Jack's, three. Jack's Grill coming. That's what today is.
Today is Jack's Grill. So, did they? When is it when they all hit the skip? Was that what John Rahm was doing the other day?
The
skip shot?
No, that's when they're during the practice rounds when they get to 16, they hit the skip shot.
Okay, but today is a par three, right?
Par three, but they're still playing practice rounds. You just saw Tiger playing a practice round. They'll do that too.
But Tiger can't do both.
He can't do both.
He can't walk. Do they have a cart? What if they went full Casey? Remember when we had
Sports
Talk back in the day when we had Casey an entire Martin. Show on Casey Martin? I'm embarrassed about that take, actually. Well, I don't even remember which side I was on.
He had a whole 6 months of Vince versus Reggie.
And I don't remember what side I was on, but the idea that that's an unfair advantage for the guy with a what was his handicap?
Yeah, I think he's since lost his leg or something.
He had something where his hip was so bad.
He was a coach, a college coach, and I think at Stanford, and I believe they had to amputate the leg. So I mean, they should have given him. They should have given him a cart. I was against it though.
I know
it's an unfair advantage. What are you? Gonna
you were, and I may have been, but now when you look back, it's like, oh my god, this is
no.
A
and
joke.
Then they gave it to him.
You know what else is an unfair advantage? Having a hip like his.
Yeah,
that was the unfair advantage.
Well,
he should have been
but
able
you know
to
what
walk.
People? You know what? If listen,
are you about to make a case against yourself?
No. I'm making a case. You can't just give one guy. Okay, I want to play basketball with roller skates. No, you'll be a lot faster than everybody else. You can't play with roller skates. You can't. You got to play.
Yeah, but this doesn't give him any. But realistically, riding in a cart doesn't give him an advantage.
But part of it is like Tiger right now. Part of it is okay. I've got a leg injury. Well, then you can't play. I can't. That's how it is.
Yeah, but he's got a leg injury every week. Every day of every week, there's no rehab that's going to magically
fix it. I get that,
but
nobody else gets a cart. You don't give it to one guy.
Okay, so what are you for, cart or no cart?
I'm still for no cart. No cart.
Okay, so you are no cart for Casey Johnson?
I'm still no cart, even with one leg now. I'm no cart. Okay?
I think you're right. I think he did have his leg.
I think he had
his
leg.
Hold on.
What?
I just want to make sure I put this out there. You're so lucky the Glory Boys aren't here.
What?
So what you're saying is a guy who had a leg that was so bad that it eventually needed to be amputated, no cart for you. It's too much of an advantage. I just want to make sure that that's what you're saying to the people of the city of Houston and the millions of people
There's
who are listening across the
with
world.
One leg that don't get to play golf. I mean, so you know, you just don't you don't get to play then.
Right, well,
I mean, you don't get a cart when everybody else doesn't. I mean, that's just the rules of the game. Part of it is walking. Part of it is the stamina. And Tiger's not getting any unfair. Did Tiger have a cart this week? Yes. He had his leg mangled. You know, that's funny because.
Okay, so I'm looking at this, and looks like he completely has a human leg still.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah. So we're acting as though he's had his. That's him, right?
Casey Martin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it says Casey Martin Golf. Casey Johnson Golf. Yeah, this guy is doing good. Casey Martin probably not as good. So I looked up the wrong guy. I just ballsack sports myself. Casey Johnson is fine. If you're
Casey, okay, listen, everybody. Here's an update on Casey Johnson. He's got both legs.
Yeah, a guy named Casey Johnson. I just spent a lot of time on his Instagram. Looks like he's fine. Leg is still intact.
All legs.
Here's in the video and in the pictures. Casey Martin. His images are him in a golf cart, but Casey Martin, you believe that Casey Martin, that was too big of an advantage for him to ride a golf cart that made him.
The Glory Boys are still around. They'll probably catch me. They'll probably get it.
Yeah, I'm just going to see, because if he did lose his leg, then you are now saying a guy who it was so bad that he had to have it amputated was getting too much of an advantage. From a golf cart. Could he have used a pull cart? I mean.
No.
Well, then he wouldn't have had it. Actually, that's more work. than having a caddy. That's unbelievable that we had a big argument about Casey Martin. Like, he cannot have a cart. This is unacceptable.
So what's a greater comeback, Tiger or Alex Smith?
You're right, by the way. He did. He lost his right leg to amputation in this year, in 2021.
Yeah. I remember reading that. Bigger comeback, Alex Smith or Tiger Woods?
Alex Smith. But I don't know this. I don't know the severity of. Look, I saw Alex Smith stuff on E60. Like, the only way I can say Alex Smith is because I don't exactly know all the Tiger stuff.
Now,
maybe
I heard a story yesterday that said if he wasn't Tiger Woods, if he was one of us, he wouldn't have a leg today. If he wasn't Tiger Woods.
What does that mean?
That means they wouldn't have done what they did for him to keep that leg.
So
it was so mangled and so horrific that they would have just taken the leg. And much the same as Alex Smith. Now,
Alex
there
Smith
ain't nobody
started
out there,
an NFL game.
Yeah. There ain't nobody out there trying to mangle Tiger Woods this weekend like they were trying to mangle Alex Smith after he came back.
Uh-huh.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, that's the big difference. You have to go Alex Smith because he's in a physical sport with physical confrontations with players who are bigger, faster, younger, stronger. And it's not really comparable. But if you had to compare it, I mean, I think Tiger Woods finishing in the top 10 of any tournament moving forward would be the epitome of Alex. Nah, I don't know if that's true. Like, Alex Smith ever being on the field is an unbelievable long shot.
Yeah.
It would have been a 10,000-to-1 long shot that hit. That he would have ever – you saw his leg. You see what it looks like. To this day, you see what it looks like.
If you want to know the truth, Tiger's isn't even the greatest golf comeback.
Who is?
Ben Hogan. He had his leg mangled in a car accident. I think both legs mangled in a car accident that was a horrific head-on collision in which he almost lost his life, and he had his legs were mangled, and he didn't have Tiger's technology. I mean, this was the 1950s.
Technology, you mean like the medical?
Yeah, the medical technology. Uh-huh. So for him to be, and he came back and won majors after that. It's not even, I don't even think it's close. Now, if Tiger comes back, and Tiger just won the Masters just 3 short years ago, so it's not like Tiger still can't play. He ain't what he was. And Ben Hogan was a little bit younger than Tiger is now. Is younger than Tiger is now when it happened to him. So there's the difference. But Ben Hogan went on to an unbelievable career after what was thought to be a life-threatening accident that he had. So, you know, this is unbelievable, but it's still not the greatest comeback ever, even though it's, I mean, I just can't think of a bigger story. If Tiger, I can't even think about it. Tiger winning this week. I can't even think. It's too unbelievable.
He's struggling to walk right now. I don't know about struggling to walk, but it's very unnatural.
Yeah, it's noticeable.
It's very natural and unnoticeable, more than I thought it was. I think Jay Williams, who has suffered a debilitating leg injury, when he talks about how hard it's going to be for him to get up and down the course, I think he knows something. You know, we live our lives in an Xbox world where there's not the emotional stuff that players go through. There's not the physical strife. All you know is their stamina goes down. A meter says, oh, their stamina now is at 82. In real life, walking, what's the big deal about walking? Dude, it's a long course.
Oh, God,
I mean,
it's
you're
up and
walking,
down.
What is it, 4 miles?
If I hear one more person say the television doesn't do justice to the course of how up and down and the elevation changes.
Is that true?
Oh, my God, it really is. But if I hear one more person say it, I'm going
to be. But the point to the point. So
unbelievable.
What is it, 7,600
10
yards?
10 goes, or? I mean, it's straight downhill.
How long
8
is the Masters?
Is straight up. Huh?
How long is the Masters?
How long is the 7,400 yards?
So just by 1,600,
maybe more, 7,500?
So you're talking about in any given day, he's going to walk in a neighborhood of 5 miles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to do it back-to-back days with a bad leg. And then if you make the cut, you got 2 more after that. That's a lot.
75-10.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You're talking about, all told, probably, and that's in a straight line in the fairway. That's not to mention when you stray. You're talking in between holes. You're talking
ball
about
never
well,
sprays,
doesn't that, include, that doesn't include between holes, obviously. You're,
no,
that's playable
yeah,
course.
More.
So you are talking about 5 mile walk. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Did you, just you in good shape, oh, yeah. whoever you are, go walk 5 miles,
dude,
and then go do it again the second
try
day.
I drink all the beers I do when I go to the Augusta and I watch and I walk the whole course drinking beer up and down those hills. I mean, think about me for a minute, okay? How difficult it is.
Yeah, I do, and I do think about you sometimes.
Yeah,
about
I mean, it doesn't get any tougher than that, and yet I'm able to tough it out, so I think Tiger will be able to, too.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, it's 8:46 ESPN.
By the way, I know it's – I'd love to break the streak, but I can't. We're going to keep the streak going. There's Deshaun Watson news.
Oh.
When we come back – I know, but this is a judge is now getting involved. There's Deshaun Watson news on the other side. A judge has now spoken.
Go ahead.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Okay, what happened with it? Okay, I don't even know the story. I don't care about the story. I'm done with Deshaun. He's out. Beat it.
Okay.
What happened with Deshaun now?
Well, Deshaun Watson must say whether he had sex with 18 massage therapists who supported him last year following criminal complaints and lawsuits from other women. A judge in Texas ruled on
Wait a minute.
Tuesday.
He's got to say whether or not he had sex?
Yeah. USA Today reported, and what that's showing you is that there is a pattern. Look, unless you're just really, you're either not smart or you don't want to believe it. One of the two. Deshaun has had consensual sex with multiple women who gave him massages. This was a thing that he does, right?
Well, so why can't he claim that it would incriminate him? Why can't he claim the Fifth
Amendment? USA Today reported that Watson has 30 days to comply. He previously would not address his past with the therapist. Watson also has to provide other information about his massage history since 2019, including, I guess this is for the civil, including any language in his contract with the Texans about massages. So they're trying to see if there was language in his contract about massages. One of the NFL's top quarterbacks, Watson, was traded. He has been accused, blah, blah, blah. To this point, two grand juries have declined to indict Watson on 10 criminal complaints filed to Houston police. He still faces the civil suits and has been given depositions for several weeks. As part of those lawsuits, the women's attorneys want Watson to answer written requests for admission about whether he had sex with 18 therapists who backed him after the first lawsuits against him were filed. And, of course, they're going to be deposed.
Who backed him?
Too.
What do you mean by backed
there
him?
Were eight. Apparently, there were 18 who said, no, Deshaun's great. He never.
Oh, those 18.
Never, whatever. Yeah, so he's going to have to answer, and they're going to have to answer under oath. The plaintiff's attorneys say the answers would demonstrate a pattern and motives for setting up the massages. I think that's clear. We all know that is the case.
Right.
At Tuesday's hearing, Harris
County.
So these
women that aren't even charging him are going to have to admit that they had sex with Deshaun Watson.
Well, he's going to have to.
Yeah.
And then eventually it could be.
Well, they're going to be asked too, right?
I would think.
To corroborate his yes or no.
Yes, I would think you would be deposed as well, potentially.
They publicly came out and backed him, so.
Yeah.
Maybe for putting yourself in it now, did you really want to do that?
What they're trying to do is just prove this is a pattern of Deshaun. Deshaun has sex with women who are massage therapists or even non-licensed massage therapists who he finds on Instagram. And he reaches out to him, and this is a pattern. So they're establishing a pattern. I think the fact that he had booked well over 40 massaged, and then many of them ended with consensual sex, which he's admitted that he has had consensual sex with some of the women. They're trying to establish how many. I mean, I think it does a pretty good job to establish pattern of behavior. The civil suit, he will lose the civil suit. There's no doubt in my mind he's going to lose the civil suit. If it gets all the way to court, it's a big risk for him financially. And it's a big risk financially, not just for him in terms of the judgment against him, but also potentially for the amount of time that he can end up missing with the NFL. Because the NFL can use this information. All the information that comes out publicly, they can use this in terms of how they want to punish him. So I'll say it again. If you're on Deshaun's team of advisors, you tell him this has to be taken care of. You cannot have articles like this popping up.
No. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That he's going to have to admit to consensual sex. He's publicly admitted, and Rusty, they've admitted to a consensual sex.
Right. They were forced to. That means it was going to come out anyway, so they were forced to get ahead of it. That's what that is.
Well, I think it was a strategy. Hey, are these girls saying it's consensual?
Saying, okay, yes, yeah. He did have sex with some of them. We're not saying he didn't.
It was consensual.
So they're gonna show that the reason he booked massages because he was hoping it would turn into sex.
Right.
And so I think that the more this stuff comes out, see, you didn't even know about this. Didn't know about this.
I'm not interested.
And once it is out there in these articles, because it will all get out there, everyone's watching every part of the trial. There's open records, you know, they can file an open records request and get this stuff out there. It's going to be out there for the NFL too, and they're going to hear this stuff. To compel, I didn't know you could compel him to admit whether or not he had sex with the 18 women. You know, if he perjures himself, if they find information to be wrong, he could be jailed, obviously. He will be. And then this, I would imagine that the suspension would be much more harsh if it's ever found that he perjured himself.
Oh, yeah. No. That is going to – guess what? If he perjures himself, he's in some troubles. And if, in fact – let's say that's why you have to depose these women who aren't charging him as well that had consensual sex, because if he says he didn't have sex with them and they said that he did under oath, he's going to have himself a real problem. Oh, Deshaun's got some problems. Oh, well. Oh, sorry, Cleveland. Sorry, Cleveland. You got Deshaun. Congratulations. We got all those picks. 857 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead, we're going to talk Space Cowboys with their general manager. That's in about 15 to 20 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk about we got stuff that we haven't gotten to yet, including our Rockets on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Right now, don't go anywhere. I've got, I had my company, my homeowner's insurance company that I was using, they reached out and said, hey, just letting you know, we're going to have to increase your homeowner's insurance, and this is how much we're doing it. It's mostly just statewide. Oh, wow, what a big shock. Anybody that you have, you're going to have them increase your homeowner's insurance from year to year. It's just a matter of how much. But what happens is I've already texted the word money to 232323, and I've already gotten the homeowner's insurance, the policy number. I've gotten the amount from them, and I know exactly what I'm going to be paying from a homeowner standpoint from TGS Insurance. I text the word money to 232323. They said, your house is a little older. We're going to have somebody reach out to you. In most cases, you'll send your address, and then within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote. So they got back with me fairly quickly. They immediately texted, said, hey, they asked a couple questions. I answered it. Then they sent an email, and I had a list of a couple different insurance carriers and what the cost is going to be. And I am going to save in the neighborhood of $400 this year is what it's going to end up being, $400, $450. And I'm making the switch. It's A-rated insurance. Why would I just give somebody else my money for A-rated insurance when I can get A-rated insurance for $450 less? The average savings is $900. You know why $900 is making sense for a lot of people and beyond? Because they stay with the same company for multiple years, and their rates have gone up so substantially during that time. And yet it feels incremental on a year-by-year basis. But then when it's all said and done, wow, I'm now saving $900 or into the thousands when you switch over with TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!